I think everyone wants the feeling of being a new me in some way, so thank you, Ken. But now, let's move on to our subtle body. What practices can we implement to increase the awareness and vitality of that body?
There are a large number of practices that we particularly find in the traditions that focus on subtle energy. Now, subtle energy, when it's just used as a single phrase, subtle energy, then that usually means both subtle energy and causal energy. Technically, they're two slightly different things. So we have gross energy, subtle energy, causal energy. Whenever we talk about subtle energy, we generally mean subtle and causal. And in some of the meditative traditions, there are very specific practices that take a considerable amount of work. I'm not recommending these, but just to show what's involved, one of the most famous is known as the TUMO, or inner heat. And this is, I remember going to my first Dzogchen winter retreat, and the teacher who was teaching that was also teaching this TUMO inner heat, and which basically focuses on the stomach area and generates an enormous amount of heat. It sometimes has been measured up to 104 degrees. And so we came in, and I looked outside, it was snowing, and there were a dozen people sitting in the snow practicing this TUMO heat. And all around them, it was just melted snow. And they were sitting there, staying perfectly warm, generating this heat. And that is combined, of course, because all energies support consciousness. This was also being combined with a very high state of consciousness. There's a relatively simple practice that brings together subtle and causal energies, and can be done almost any time of the day. You can do it a little bit when you wake up. You can do it before you go to sleep. You can do it throughout the day. And it's sort of an overall generalized practice called the microcosmic orbit. And here what you're doing is you want to make sure that you are having all of the subtle energies in the subtle body flowing freely and fully without any obstruction or getting caught up anywhere. And so you start by imagining an infinite luminous light above your head, and it stretches to infinity. And then you breathe in. And as you breathe in, this light comes down the front of your face and down to the top of your mouth. You want to make sure that your jaw is closed and your tongue is touching the upper roof of your mouth. This is to complete the circuit. So the energy then comes down the front, will jump the tongue and the mouth, and then come down the front of the chest, and you're still breathing in and visualizing all of this infinite light coming down to into your belly and to the base of your spine. Then on the out-breath, the energy enters your spine and goes up the spine and out to the crown of your head and then through the crown and back into this infinite source of light. And so you're breathing light down the front of your body into life, and which is in your belly, in the reproductive region, and your guts. And then you are breathing that life back up the spine and into light. And so it's light down the front into life, life up the back into light. And that's connecting all of these subtle currents into one unbroken current. And that's held to be a very profound and central practice that hooks together all of the various currents. And of course, these subtle currents include things like the acupuncture meridians and nadis and all of the channels that carry subtle energy to and from the chakras and so on. Those are all part of your subtle anatomy. The fact that Western medicine has investigated meridians in acupuncture and found that they work, they still don't know why, but they don't deny that they're doing something. And they've also, in Japan, they've actually had individuals that go through surgery without anesthesia. So the point about that is you can see how powerful that energy really is. And so if something got, you know, out of whack in that and then started coming down into your body, you can imagine that that would not be good and that you very well indeed could get physical illness from that.
We hear that some traditional Eastern physical practices like yoga and tai chi not only exercise the physical body, but also the subtle body. Is this true? How do the physical and subtle bodies tie together in practices like these?
Yoga and Tai Chi Chuan and Qigong are all working with manipulating these subtle energies. And then in particular, ones like yoga, they're working with these subtle energies, and because the energies are correlated with consciousness, they're also working to raise consciousness. There are certain types of hybrid therapies that have been developed by Westerners using some of these Eastern techniques. And so we find things like Reiki and Hikomi. And these are sort of using a little bit of Western psychotherapy combined with these subtle energies. And both of those can be very helpful and very effective. And what we're doing with all of these is because the bodies are essentially mass energy. In other words, they're concrete, even though they get subtler and subtler concrete. I mean, they're real. They have mass. They have energy. They have location. You could put your finger on them if you could see them. That's very, very different. That's in what we call the right-hand quadrants, as we'll see. That's different from the left hand, which is consciousness. Those you can't see. Those you can't locate. So if you take something like mutual understanding or even love, you can't put your finger on those. Those are in the realm of consciousness that doesn't have simple location. And that's why it's grounded in these bodies. So we have this consciousness ungrounded, and then consciousness grounded in these various bodies. And that's what sort of keeps them together and keeps consciousness anchored and not simply floating away someplace.